Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something that I think a lot of people are actually thinking about, but maybe not talking about enough, and that's homes with guest houses, casitas, and private suites. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm really excited to dive into this because it's such a practical consideration that a lot of buyers overlook when they're shopping for homes. People think about square footage and location, but they don't always think about the flexibility that comes with having a separate guest space.
Right? And I think that's interesting because it seems like it's becoming more and more relevant. Like, we've got multi-generational families coming back together, people working from home now. There's just so many different reasons someone might want that extra space. What are you seeing most commonly?
So there's really a few different scenarios. You've got families who have aging parents or in-laws that they want to keep close, but also maintain some independence, right? Then there's adult children who are moving back home. That's huge. And then there's the people who just want a really flexible space. Maybe it's a home office 1 year, and then their sister needs a place to stay for a few months the next. A casita or guest suite gives you that versatility.
Oh, wow. I love that perspective because it's not just about having guests over for a weekend. It's really about long-term flexibility and just adapting to whatever life throws at you. So when you're looking at these properties, what should buyers actually be paying attention to?
Great question. So first, you want to think about the layout and how separate the guest space actually is. Does it have its own entrance? That's huge for privacy and independence. Then you're looking at amenities. Does it have a full kitchen, a bathroom, laundry access? Some casitas are fully equipped. Others are more like a bedroom with an ensuite. It really depends on what you're planning to use it for.
That makes total sense. So it's not just about having the space. It's about how functional that space actually is for the people who are going to use it. Are there any other considerations that people should think about before they commit to a property like this?
Absolutely. You want to think about utilities and costs. If you've got a separate unit, you might have separate meters or shared systems. That affects your expenses. Also, consider the property layout. Is the guest space close enough that you can keep an eye on aging parents, but far enough away that everyone has privacy? And honestly, think about resale value too. Not every buyer wants a guest house, so you want to make sure you're in a market where that's actually an asset.
Oh, that's a really smart point. You could have the perfect setup for your life right now, but if you ever need to sell, you want to make sure it's going to appeal to the next buyer. So it sounds like this is really about finding a property that works for your specific situation, but also thinking ahead a little bit. Is that fair?
Exactly. It's about being intentional. Take time to think about who's going to be using this space and what they actually need. Don't just buy a property because it has a casita if you're not sure how you'll use it. But if you do have a real need, whether that's hosting seasonal guests, accommodating family, or just wanting a dedicated home office, then this type of property can be an absolute game changer for your lifestyle and your home's functionality.
I really appreciate that practical advice, David. It's not just about the flashy feature. It's about solving real problems in your life. So if someone's listening and they're thinking, hey, maybe this is what I need, what would be your first step for them?
Start by honestly assessing your needs. How often do you actually have guests? Do you need long-term flexibility or just occasional visits? Then talk to a real estate agent who knows the local market. Someone who can help you identify properties that not only have the guest space you want, but that are also positioned well for your area. And don't be afraid to ask questions when you're touring homes. See the space, imagine living there, and really picture how it would work for your family.
That's great advice. Well, David, this has been super helpful. I think a lot of people are going to walk away from this conversation thinking differently about their next home purchase. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I love talking about this stuff because it really does make a difference in how people live their lives.